Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Marketing Draft. I'm Chris Eggleston, and today we're going to talk about community building. Now, this may sound like a new concept to you, but once we get into this, you'll realize that it's not. It's just a more powerful way of looking at it. So, as an example, let's take Facebook. Okay, Facebook is essentially a community of people who are friends and can have connections. Now, if we go back to the beginning of Facebook, Facebook first launched and it was only available to universities, to students of universities. And then from there, they moved it out into the public. But when they started moving out to the public, it was by invite only. So what they were doing is looking for people who already had communities. And I'm not talking about social communities online. I'm talking about people like Tony Robbins, who had a following, you know, of people. Because if they can get Tony Robbins to come and join Facebook, then he can go and invite the millions of people that follow him, you know, or on his email list to come and join him on Facebook. So now Facebook grows relatively quickly in their community. And that's how they started to take off, was this invite only with, you know, the focus of people who could leverage existing communities. And today, if we look at it, anybody can join Facebook, and you don't have to have an existing community or following, but you join and you friend people and you start to build your own little community within Facebook. Now, if we look at Facebook and we look at the, you know, what their current value is and the billions of dollars, and we look at the fact that investors were giving them money, billions of dollars, to buy other companies, and you kind of wonder, you know, how does Facebook make their money? Are they really worth that kind of money? And regardless of how they make money, there are just a couple ways. But regardless of that, so it's through advertising, right? So they have the pay-per-click advertising that you can do to market your products, your services, your businesses, whatever. And the nice thing about Facebook advertising is that it's very effective. You can target a very specific demographic because they have all that information about you in your profile. And so then they use that to help you target specific people. They're also doing other advertising where, you know, other revenue streams where if you want to reach a larger audience, because your posts are only visible to so many people within your network. So if you want to reach a larger audience, you have to pay for it. And they're doing, you know, they launched their video advertising and all these different things, right? So they are generating income. But the thing that makes Facebook so valuable is the billions of people. I don't know if it's billions, but it's definitely hundreds of millions of people who are on Facebook and who are using Facebook every single day to waste time, essentially, or to build their business, whatever they're doing there. But it's those people who are members of Facebook that make it so valuable, because today, if you were to start a company and you wanted to get investment from an angel investor or from some other type of investor, then a capital investor, then what you would need to do is you would need to not only show a valuable product, obviously, and a valuable solution to a problem for a specific market. But what they want now is they want you to have followers. They want you to have members. They want you to have subscriptions, because what they're looking for is not how great your product is, but how great people think your product is, or how much people are willing to pay for your product, or how many people are willing to use your product. So what they want you to do is come to the table with subscribers. They want you to come and already have this community built. And then that's where they're going to base their value of your company and the amount of money that they're going to give you. Okay, so there's a lot of power in a community. And Facebook was just one of the first to teach us about how to build social communities. And so what I want you to think about too is let's go a little more traditional and look at Apple as an example, Apple computers. Now, Apple did a brilliant thing, and they created great products. But they weren't the first ones to create an MP3 player. They weren't the first ones to create a computer. They weren't the first ones to create a smartphone, right? They weren't the first ones to release a smartwatch, right? They weren't the first to market on these things, but they created a better product. And I know some people argue with that, but there's really no argument, okay? You compare apples to apples, and it just, there is no argument. Apple has created a much superior product than what else is on the market. And so what they've done through that is building this community of consumers who like superior products, who like the best quality that they can get, and who don't mind paying for it, right? Who are willing to pay the price for quality products, right? So, and I mentioned, they weren't the first to do an MP3 player. There were already MP3 players on the market, but they just made the iPad really cool, and they made it so that it held more music than other MP3 players, right? And then they continued to improve it over the years. They weren't the first ones to bring a smartphone to the market. I believe BlackBerry was already in that space. They were the first ones to bring a full touchscreen smartphone to the market and to make it a really cool looking product. Now, when it comes to the tablet, they were the first to market with a tablet. Not that they were the first ones trying, because HP had been trying, and Palm, if you remember Palm, they were trying, and HP actually bought the Palm OS, the Palm operating system software, so that they could build a tablet with it, but they never did. They just weren't able to make it happen. And then Apple released the iPad, which, if you think about it, was relatively easy for them, because if you put your iPad next to your iPhone, they look exactly the same. One's just a little bit bigger, right? So they just built off of a platform they already had to create this tablet, right? So that was brilliant on their part. It wouldn't make sense if they didn't do that, right? They were already poised for that. They already had the platform and the framework. And then after Apple got their tablet out there, the iPad, other companies like Samsung and, you know, Droid specific operating system started releasing tablets, right? However, the way we look at that is again the value, right? What Apple brings compared to what its competitors bring to the market is hugely different in value and in quality. And so the people that are consumers and part of this community of Apple, the people who will get in line and wait in line overnight at an Apple retail store because the next iPhone is coming out the next day and they want to be able to buy one in the store that day, that's community. That's dedicated community, right? There's people who waited in line for hours and hours overnight in front of retail stores, hundreds of people across the world at every store waiting for the store to open so they could buy the first iPad, right? So it was amazing, because they built this community of consumers who just love the quality and the benefits of owning Apple product. Now, the other side of that is, you know, how many people do you know wait in line outside of a retail store that sells a Dell product, that sells Dell computers? How many of them waited outside the store the night before because there's a new Dell product coming out to the retail store? I've never heard of anybody doing that, and I've never seen it, right? So again, we look at that and we look at community and we say, wow, you know, having a community of people is obviously a huge thing. It's hugely beneficial. You know, if Facebook didn't work really hard to build a ginormous database of users, essentially building communities, then they would never have IPO'd. They would never have gotten the amount of money that they've gotten from investors and from people willing to invest in their platform. Okay, so you as a business owner, you really need to think, how do I build a community, right? How do I do that? And essentially, you know, it starts with content. It starts with putting out valuable content that adds value to those people that you want in your community. And then they join your community, whether they're joining you on your Facebook group, or they're joining you in your email subscription list, or they're joining you by purchasing your membership products, they're joining you on Twitter, whatever it is. You know, how are you building that community? What value are you adding to people to get them to come to your community? And now in the internet marketing space, there's a lot of people creating content out there that are helping people learn about internet marketing and implement strategies and techniques to help them grow their businesses and market their businesses better online. And as I look at that, I think, wow, I got a lot of competition in this space. There's a lot going on out there. There's a lot happening. Do I really want to put my foot into that market and try and create my own products, even though I have a system and strategies that I've been using for years to help my clients? Do I really want to try and get into that, right? Because I still learn from these other experts that are out there who know more than me. I'm still buying their products and joining their systems because I'm learning from them how to do my business better and to help my clients better. But really what it comes down to, again, is this community. And how do you build community? And it starts with content. You got to have valuable content that people want to consume. And then it has to be high quality, because in the information age, it's no longer about information. It's about finding the right information. When you do a Google search today, how many millions of results do you get for almost anything that you search for? So there's millions and millions of pieces of content out there on any given topic or any given question or problem. But it's about finding the right information. And if you can provide the right information to your ideal consumer, then you'll be able to create a community. Apple provided the right information or the right solution to their ideal customer, people who are willing to pay for quality products that are above and beyond anything else on the market. Okay, so how do you do that? How can you do that? Well, you need to look at your existing community. What kind of following do you currently have? And you can test it. Put out some free training. Do a free audio or podcast or do some free videos on YouTube, and then push your current subscribers or your current members or whatever to that and see what kind of results you get. See how many views you get, how many listens you get. If you have, let's say you have 1,000 people on your email subscription list and you only get 4 views of your video, well, you don't really have a community, okay? Because those people aren't necessarily following what you're doing or taking your advice because they're not even taking the time to view your video. And so that's not a community, that's just a list of people. All right, so what do you do to turn that list of people into a community? People who are passionate about your products, passionate about the information you publish, who love to share what you put out, who love to point people in your direction, you know, do the word of mouth referrals, and who are always talking about you and benefiting from what you're doing. That's what creates a community. Not just having a list of people, that's not a community, right? You need a community, people who follow the things that you do. And think about it, who do you follow? Who are the people that anytime they do anything, you're checking it out? You may not be buying everything that they're putting out, but you're at least, you know, opting into their free pre-launch program, or you're downloading their free ebook or whatever it is. And you may not buy everything. You may want to, but you may not have the money, so you don't. But you follow and you know everything that they're doing. Who are those people? And go look at them. Go look when they send you an email letting you know they just launched a new video. Go watch the views, and they'll just tink, up to millions sometimes, because they have a following, because they're adding real value to people's lives and they're really helping people make a change. And so that's where it comes to community, is what are you doing to build a solid community of people who follow you and stay with you, refer you, right? And it becomes a compensated community. And as you think about compensated community, now this I think is a trademark from another company, this concept of compensated communities. But it becomes compensated because they are now buying your products more frequently. They're referring other people to buy your products more frequently. And then you can compensate them back. Set up an affiliate program and let them become an affiliate so that they get a commission now when they refer your products and services. Okay, so that adds value to your community again and gets more people involved and active in that community. And so really today on Marketing Draft, what I wanted you to think about is this concept of community. What are you doing to build a community? How many people are in your community? And remember, community is different than a list, right? If Facebook had 1 million people, let's say Facebook had 100 million people in their database, but nobody was using Facebook, is there any value there? If they had no usage, or let's say only 100,000 people were using it out of 100 million, 100 million people registered accounts, but only 100,000 people using, kind of sounds like Google Plus, right? Google Plus had like 5 million people registered, and that was only because you had to have a Google Plus account if you had a Gmail account, and it was all synced together, and so it made their numbers look big. But in reality, out of that 5 million people or whatever it was that were registered Google Plus users, there was only like a handful of people, like 100,000 people actually using it. Okay, so they killed it, and it's slowly dying. But you know, it's the same thing with Facebook. If they had 100 million users and only 100,000 people, it wouldn't be the value add that it has become. It wouldn't be worth the value that people have put on it. And so it comes down to having this community, having people actually using your products, actually, you know, devouring your content, getting huge value out of it, improving their lives, and sharing that with other people. So go look at your business, take a step back, look at what you're currently doing, look at your list, your email list, look at your social following, and see who's actually interacting with you, who's actually a part of that community. And do the test. Like I said, do the test. Put a video out and put it on all your social platforms and send it to your email list and then monitor that and find out who's watching it and how many people are watching it. And those that go and watch it, do it a couple times so that you can validate this. But put out one video today and then put out another one tomorrow. And then send, again, notify everybody on social media, notify everybody on email list, send them to that video and watch the views and know who's watching it. Because those are the people who are in your community, not just on your list. And then take those people and put them into a new list and start building a community with them, because they're the ones who are your community. They're the ones who are already following you and already into what you're doing. So leverage them and the people that they know by start adding more value to their lives and giving them more opportunities to value from sharing or to benefit from sharing your value. All right, so go put that to the test. Remember, that's what Marketing Draft's all about, getting ideas to improve our businesses and grow in the marketing world. And so go use that tip and build a solid community to grow your business. This is Chris Eggleston with Marketing Draft, and we'll see you in the next episode.